Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, managing editor of Canada's podcast, taking care of business today with Mark Carnes, who is CEO of Alberta-based CKUA Radio. Thanks for joining us today, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Mario.
Well, you had a recent message to the people of Alberta and beyond about the state of CKUA, and maybe if you, in a nutshell, wrap up like what your message was to people.
Yeah, well, we're experiencing a perfect storm right now. You know, we're not immune to the inflationary pressures of everybody else, but we also own our broadcast center in downtown Edmonton, and half of the building is real estate. We know the state of real estate and commercial sectors right now is a bit of a challenge. So we wound up last summer, our primary tenant, who had about almost half the building, became insolvent. Lost revenues there. Obviously, cost of borrowing is up. Cost of operating is up. So between the inflation pressures on our business and then with the real estate, it's just too much for us to bear. Unfortunately, it's a challenge because our audiences are growing. Our fundraising revenues have remained relatively steady, which, you know, compared to a lot of nonprofit organizations right now is bucking the trend. And obviously our advertising has actually remained steady, and we know how bad it is in the commercial advertising sector right now. So, you know, all the core pieces of the business are good, but it's just these factors that are a little bit bigger than us right now.
Let's talk some of the numbers. What are you looking at in terms of raising money?
So we have to raise $3 million by September 30th. And that will give us the time to do some of the other revenue diversification plays that we're making right now. We came out with a call last week to our listeners saying, look, we got to get to 3 million by September 30th, but the first tranche is 775,000, which would go into our annual spring campaign, which is taking place right now. If the listeners responded, we hit 775,000 within like 3 days. We're at 1.1, give or take. Our new goal right now is 1.25, and then we'll see how far we get there. And then if we blow that out of the water, we'll keep pushing until Sunday.
All right. And so this Sunday, so April, whatever date that
28th.
Is, 28th is the final of the spring fundraising event.
Yeah, that's the on-air campaign. Yeah. And then we'll come out of that, and we're doing some work in the background with approaching private donors. And, this campaign is as much about money as it is about sending a message. If you don't know CKUA, you're like, it's just another radio station. Radio's dead, all that stuff. If you know CKUA, which you do, obviously, you know, it's more than that, right? This is a community. Our listeners are our funders, and so they take tremendous pride of ownership in the station. And it's a very emotional connection with our hosts and with the artists that we represent. And so, you know, the message that's being sent right now about how important CKUA is to so many is part of what we want to leverage up, in terms of proof of concept with private donors, with community members. And, you know, it's a bit of a shot across the bow for the province and the feds as well. And sort of saying like, you know, you haven't stepped up yet, but your voters are stepping up. And so we want to leverage that up and continue conversations with the province and the feds as well.
So let's talk about listeners, first of all, Mark. Give me a sense of what your numbers are when it comes to listeners.
Yeah, so we reach about 470,000 monthly listeners within Alberta alone. We have listeners on five continents. We have donors on five continents. So, obviously we use a third-party sampling service, so you can't count listeners one for one, but we use a reliable service that services the radio sector. So that's sort of the sampling basis. And then of that, we figure we have about 110,000 who are sort of fairly regular listeners, you know, tuning in on a regular basis, whether that's for a specific show or, you know, every day. We have listeners on five continents. So last year we had 690,000 unique IP hits from around the world. We've got honorary Albertans all over the world.
Yeah. And I guess that's the thing that people need to understand, right? Is that, the radio stations doesn't stop at the borders of BC and Saskatchewan, for example, and in the States. It goes far beyond that. And have you seen a growing listenership from abroad in recent years?
Yeah, it's been, we've been seeing growth all over the place. One of the things that's pretty magical is the connection we have with musicians is pretty powerful, right? So we're giving a platform to independent artists from Alberta, Canada, and abroad. And so artists are actually one of our greatest marketing tools outside of Alberta, because they talk about this weird radio station in Alberta where, the first time they show up to play a show and the house is full. And they go, how is that possible? We've never been here before. And it's like, well, it's CKUA. And so, yeah, so we've been seeing growth there. And yeah, I mean, it's there's we have obviously have a lot of expats who take us with us with them. And that's how they stay connected to Alberta after they leave. And so, we have a for instance, we have a donor in Texas who, he's from Calgary originally, moved to Texas a few years ago, and now he's got all of his friends listening to CKUA. So like there's a little cadre within his community. And so that's sort of how it works, right? Like people are so passionate about CKUA and they care so much about it because it's so different and so unique and something you can't find anywhere else that like people just they want to convert everybody around them into listeners too. So it's been pretty cool to kind of see that growth over time.
All right, super. So tell me a little bit about the history of CKOA and when it started and how it started.
Oh yeah, so we're an early U of A spinoff. So we started the University of Alberta back in 1927. As Canada's first educational and public broadcaster. So we're the blueprint for public broadcasters across the country, whether that's college radio, the CBC, and everything in between. And so, yeah, we were there for a few years and then we got scooped up into the province of Alberta in the 40s, part of the education network that they had, the Access Network. And in 1997, we were victims of provincial downsizing. So we were unceremoniously switched off in the middle of the night. And the listening base came up. In 6 weeks, they raised $1 million, and they started the process of wrestling the license away from the province. And that's when we were re reborn as this donor-supported entity. And from those early days, everybody said it wouldn't work; it couldn't possibly work. 30 years later, we haven't had an issue until post-pandemic struggles that are going on and that's facing everybody. But it's been a very solid model, especially when you look at commercial media and where it's going in the opposite direction. So yeah, and I mean during that time, like we're a station of firsts because we were the first, and because we're not tethered by corporate mandate or by bureaucratic because we're independent. We've done some really interesting things. We were the first radio station to broadcast a football game. We were the first radio station in Canada to stream online back in 96. We launched an on-demand platform a couple of years ago, which is quite unique in our space for what we're doing. And so it's been, yeah, it's we're allowed to, being donor supported gives us the freedom to kind of dream and scheme as we go.
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned the media. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. We all know media of all kinds are under pressure these days because of a lot of it, lack of advertising and so many options out there. But I take it, and you mentioned the governments. I take it that you can't access say a lot of the media bailout funds that say a Post Media or a Toronto Star can.
It's been quite frustrating. When we saw where we were headed with some of our challenges, we immediately started doing some work in Ottawa, trying to reach out with the federal government. We were advised at the time that, well, our interest is in the CBC, so we got to find another way to do this if we're going to find help. We don't fit into any bucket because we're a unique business model. The frustrating part about the whole process has been, within months of us, being told don't hold your breath because of the CBC, now all of a sudden we're seeing hundreds of millions of dollars in bailout money going to private media. We saw $40 million go to Bell on the same day that they posted a $465 million quarter and just handed out dividends all across the board. So it's been quite frustrating because there's either an unwillingness or an ignorance around the fact that something like CKUA exists. And so we've been trying really hard to kind of get that message across. We're half broadcaster, but we're also a cultural institution, right? So we've been trying to sort of poke at the funding portfolios in Ottawa in different ways through arts and culture, heritage, and it's just been just constantly no. So, part of what we're doing right now with this fundraising is it's a bit of a message. There's something worth paying attention to in Alberta that, and Ottawa needs to pay attention to it.
Yeah. Now, if you were to talk to a potential a donor, and full disclosure, I am a monthly donor, so
Yes, you are. Thank you.
so if you were to, if I wasn't, what would you say to me of the importance of keeping CKOA alive? Why?
I mean, there's so many reasons why it's important. I mean, first of all, we're the connective tissue to the arts and culture sector in Alberta. If you care about music and art and the transformative power it has in our communities and the importance that it has in creating healthy, vibrant, competitive communities, being an attractive place to for people to want to settle down, we're that engine behind it all. And so that's a key piece to why it's important to support. But I think underlying all of that is, when you're donating to CKOA, you're helping to build a community. I think more and more in a modern world, a digital world, we can reach more people than ever, but it's also a much more fractious world. Whereas something like CKOA, it is a community. Like right now, there's somebody in a high rise in Calgary. There's somebody on a rig in Fort McMurray. There's a retiree in Kelowna. There's an artist somewhere in Europe, all listening to CKOA right now, getting the exact same experience. And that's something that's pretty magical that you can't replicate anywhere else. And so, that's what you're really contributing to is this, a force of good, a force of positivity in the world, which we need more than ever right now.
Yeah. Last thing I wanted to ask you is just in general, music. How important is music in our world?
I mean, it's the universal language, right? And so it's something that is so emotional. I think that's part of the reason why people love CKOA so much is because we're connected through an emotional thing like music. We know we know the academic benefits of it, right? We know the importance of it in mental health. We're seeing more and more research around the role of music in in physical health. So we're seeing sort of that academic side of it, but more than anything, it's an emotional, almost spiritual thing. It's an expression of who we are. You and I can hear the same song and interpret it in different ways because of what it means to us. Music is that memory mechanism too, right? Like you hear a song and you remember exactly where you were when you heard it, and it can take you places. And that's something that there's more and more music than ever before. But it's, getting exposed to music that you would never get exposed to is a bit of a challenge, right? Like if you listen to Spotify will tell you what you like based on what you like, whereas CKOA will surprise you with stuff that you never thought you would like. And I think there's that thrill of discovery, that curiosity piece is what's missing in the world. And I think, music can really open up your horizons that way.
All right, wonderful. Thanks very much, Mark, for joining us today.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Mario.
All right, that was Mark Carn, CEO of CKUA Radio. I'm Mario Toniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's Podcast, Taking Care of Business. Thanks for joining us today.